Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc. I help solve your sleep problems without dangerous drugs. Today, I'm really excited to talk to you about how to stop ants from damaging your sleep. It's the number one habit to develop in order to feel more positive. I am a certified brain coach through the Amen Clinics. One of my mentors is Dr. Daniel Amen, and he coined this term ants. That stands for automatic negative thoughts. In the early 90s, after a hard day in the office during which he had several very difficult sessions with suicidal patients, teenagers in turmoil, and married couple who hated each other. When he got home that evening, he found thousands of ants in his kitchen. As he started to clean them up, an acronym developed in his mind. He thought of his patients from that day, just like the infested kitchen. His patients' brains were also infested by automatic negative thoughts, ants, that were robbing them of their joy and stealing their happiness. He started teaching patients how to eliminate all of the ants because they were what were driving the depression, what stoke anxiety, and what fuel negativity. Just like people having insomnia, problem falling asleep, or they wake up with low blood sugar at 2 to 3 a.m., and they go, oh, I can't fall back asleep. I get this automatic negative thoughts and anxiety and heart racing. Oh, you just can't go to sleep with your pulse above 60. So what do you do about it? Well, every single time you have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. Every time you have a sad, hopeless, mad, cranky, unkind judgment or helpless thought, your brain immediately releases chemicals that make your body feel awful. Your hands get cold and wet. Your muscles get tense. Your heart beats faster and your breath becomes shallower. Not exactly conducive for falling asleep, staying asleep, or when you wake up with low blood sugar, falling right back asleep. But the opposite is also true. Whenever you have a happy, hopeful, loving, kind, or positive thought, your brain releases a completely different set of chemicals. Your hands get warmer and drier, your breath becomes deeper and more regular, your muscles relax, your blood pressure decreases, and your brain works better. So if you want to eradicate depression, anxiety, and negativity and improve your sleep, you need to work on disciplining your mind to get rid of the ants and developing an ant eater to patrol the streets of your mind. Discipline equals freedom. Discipline equals sleep. Consistent discipline equals great sleep. Just as there are many species of ants in the world, there are a few negative ants, automatic negative thoughts. So let's talk about fortune telling. Are you a fortune teller? Oh, geez, I'm going to go in the ditch. The roads are slippery. Oh, it's really cold. Oh, it's really hot. I'm going to get sunburned. Oh, so-and-so is not going to show up for work. Oh, so-and-so is not going to meet me for lunch. They're busy. Oh, yep. Mind reading. Are you a mind reader? This is many reasons why relationships don't work out. You go, oh, geez, my husband is saying this, my wife is saying this, my boyfriend is saying this, oh, my boss is saying this, oh, they're thinking this, oh, I know they don't like me because that's what, well, no, you don't know, you can't read minds. Another one is guilt beatings, thinking words like should, must, ought, or have to, telling yourself, I should go see my grandmother, I should go do this, rather than, I want to spend time with my grandmother. I want to go to the gym and work out. Another one is blame. Whether you blame someone else for the problems in your life, you're a victim and you can't do anything to change it. Many of us play the blame game. Stop that ant. Labeling, calling yourself or someone else a derogatory name, this diminishes your ability to see situations clearly, and labels are very harmful. Hey, so now you have met some of the ants. Whether you find yourself feeling mad, sad, nervous, or out of control when you can't fall asleep, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and can't fall back asleep, get up, write down what you're thinking. Identify what ant species is infesting your mind. Challenging negative thoughts, killing the ants takes away their power and gives you control over your thoughts, moods, and behaviors. So how do you kill the ants? You have to ask yourself four questions. This is really powerful, very powerful. Number one question, is it true? Number two, can you absolutely know it's true? Number three, how do you feel when you have that thought? Number four, what would you be without that thought? Or what is the opposite thought? So let's give it a quick example. If you have a wedding coming up in 3 to 4 months, you say, oh, think, gosh, I'm going to lose 15 or 20 pounds before this wedding, you know, 3.5, 4 months down the road. The automatic negative thought comes up. Oh, I can't lose the weight. Oh, shoot. I just like, I I'm so busy. I'm stressed. It's winter. I can't lose the weight before spring. I have 4 months roughly. I can't lose 15 or 20 pounds. Is it true? Well, yeah, I won't lose the weight in that time. I just don't have time. Number two, can you absolutely know it's true? Yes, I know myself. I won't be able to lose 15 or 20 pounds in 4 months for my wedding. You know, and then you think, well, gosh, I do have 4 months. Well, maybe I can. Maybe I can lose some of the weight. Number three, how do you feel when you have that thought? Oh, shoot, I can't lose the weight. I'm going to be overweight for my wedding. Well, you feel frustrated and you feel like a failure. Number four, what would you be without the thought? Well, you could be happy because I am getting married. I'm really excited to be getting married. Or what's the opposite of that? Well, I'll lose the weight in time for the wedding and I'll be happy and healthy and also be happy to getting married. It's going to be a win, 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 win. Another one is, geez, I want to learn Spanish. I want to be bilingual. Is this true? That, wow, geez, what's my negative thought? I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough time in my day to learn a whole new language. Is this true? Yeah, I won't be able to learn the language. I can't speak Spanish. Can you absolutely know it's true? Oh, shoot, I don't know a lick of Spanish right now. But wait, I hear stuff in the radio and online and Facebook. There's programs now that can teach it. Well, maybe I can learn Spanish because other people have. Why can't I? How do you feel when you have that thought? Oh, I can't learn Spanish. I'm not smart enough. I don't have time. Well, I feel frustrated and like a failure if I can't learn another language and someone else did. They aren't any smarter than me. So what would you be without that thought? Well, I'd be really, really happy because I could learn Spanish and I'd be bilingual and I'd feel accomplished. What's the opposite of not learning Spanish? Well, geez, I can learn Spanish. Other people have. I can do it. I have enough time. I can invest 10 minutes a day, an hour a day to really learn Spanish if it means a lot to me. So use these four questions to turn those automatic negative thoughts. Jeez, I can never fall asleep. Oh, I have fear going to sleep. I'm so tired, but I know I'll go to bed and toss and turn. Is this true? Yes, it's true. Can't fall asleep. I never fall asleep on time. I'm always tossing and turning. It takes me an hour and a half to even get to bed. Can you absolutely know it's true? Well, yeah, most of the time. And once in a while I do fall asleep. Okay, so, well, how do you feel when you have that thought? Well, I feel like it's not even worth going to sleep because I can never fall asleep on time. It's just like a broken record. I lay in bed for an hour and a half. I don't even know why I go to bed. That's why I stay up until midnight or 2 a.m. What would you be without the thought? Oh, I'd be relaxed and peaceful. I'd be tired like I am and just go into bed in 10 minutes and fall asleep. So what's the opposite thought? Jeez, I can never fall asleep. I fear sleeping because I just toss it and turn for an hour. What's the opposite thought? I'm so excited that I can fall asleep in 10 minutes when I go to bed. I'm tired anyway, so I get ready to bed and do my routine. The opposite thought is, wow, I'll fall asleep fast and I'll have a great night's sleep and I'll stay asleep. Turn your negative, automatic negative thoughts around by using the four questions. This is a little bit longer podcast than I usually do, but it's very, 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 very powerful. Study these four questions. Study this. Share this. Thanks for the likes and the listens. And if you like this, head over to drhedley.com. Ask me a personal question or find me on Facebook under Dr. Mike Hedley. As always, sweet dreams, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.